السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سار على دربه إلى يوم الدين. وصلنا إلى الحديث 88 من أحاديث جامع الأخبار، جوامع الأخبار للشيخ العلامة عبد الرحمن بن ناصر السعدي.
We reached the hadith number 88 of the comprehensive reports by the Sheikh Al-Sa'di رحمه الله.
عن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال.
From Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, who said.
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
That رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
لا حسد إلا في اثنتين.
No envy except in two things.
رجل آتاه الله مالا.
A man whom Allah has granted money.
فسلطه على هلكته في الحق.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him or enabled him to spend it in truthful ways or for the sake of the truth.
ورجل آتاه الله الحكمة.
And a man whom Allah عز وجل has granted wisdom.
فهو يقضي بها ويعلمها.
So he judges according to it and he teaches it.
متفق عليه.
Agreed upon.
أما راوي الحديث عبد الله بن مسعود فقد مرت ترجمته في الحديث الثاني والسبعين.
As for Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, then his biography has passed in the hadith number 72.
الحسد نوعان.
Envy is of two types.
نوع محرم مذموم.
A type that is prohibited, that is dispraiseworthy.
وهو أن يتمنى زوال نعمة الله عن العبد.
And that is for one to wish that the favor or the bounty of Allah that he gave to some servant, that it will be removed or taken away from him. Whether he got it instead or he did not get it. And worse than that is for the person to strive, to work hard, to remove that favor or bounty from that person.
فإن هذا ظلم مضاعف.
For this is actually double oppression.
لأنه تمنى إزالتها عنه.
He wished that that favor will be taken away from that servant.
وسعى في ذلك.
And he worked hard to remove it from him.
وهذا الحسد الذي يأكل الحسنات كما تأكل النار الحطب.
And this is the type of envy that eats up the good deeds exactly as the fire consumes and eats up the firewood.
والأصل في الحسود.
The principle regarding the envier.
أنه غير راض عن الله سبحانه وتعالى.
That he is not pleased with Allah عز وجل.
ولا عن فعله.
And he is not satisfied with his actions سبحانه وتعالى.
والنوع الثاني من الحسد.
The second type of envy.
لا يتمنى زوال نعمة الغير.
The person would not wish that the somebody else's bounties will be taken away.
ولكنه يتمنى أن يحصل له مثلها.
But he wishes to have like those favors.
أو أكثر أو أقل.
Or more or less.
وهذا محمود.
This is praiseworthy.
ومنه غير محمود.
And part of it may be dispraiseworthy.
المحمود.
The praiseworthy type.
أن يرى نعمة الله سبحانه وتعالى عبده.
For him to see the favor of Allah عز وجل upon his servant.
فيتمنى أن يكون له مثلها.
Then he wishes that he will have like it.
ليفعل كما فعل.
So that he will do exactly like that person did.
إذا كان هذا العبد ممن يعمل الصالحات.
If that person was from those who do righteous deeds.
ومنه قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And from that is the statement of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
إنما الدنيا لأربعة نفر.
The worldly life is for four types of people.
رجل آتاه الله مالا.
A man whom Allah has given money.
وآتاه علما.
And he gave him knowledge.
فهو ينفقه في مرضات الله تبارك وتعالى.
So he spends that in the way of Allah.
ورجل آتاه الله علما.
And a man whom Allah granted knowledge.
ولم يؤته مالا.
And he did not grant him money.
ويقول لئن آتاني الله مالا.
And this person says, if Allah gives me money.
لأفعلن كما فعل فلان.
I will do like so and so is doing.
قال فهما في الأجر سواء.
He said عليه الصلاة والسلام, so then they are both have the same reward.
ف فالثاني تمنى أن يكون له مثل ما للأول.
So the second one, he wished that he will have the same as the first one.
لا من باب الطمع.
Not from the aspect of greed for money.
ولكن من باب أنه يريد أن يفعل الخير كما فعل ذلك الإنسان الخير أو أكثر.
But from the aspect of wanting to do good with the money, like that person is doing, or even he will do even more than what the first one is doing.
وهذه تسمى عند أهل العلم الغبطة.
This the word for this that is used in Arabic is غبطة.
وهو
the good envy.
وهذا وإن كان غير محمود في الأصل.
This although in principle it's not praiseworthy.
لأنه فيه نظر لما عند الناس.
Because in origin you are looking up to and considering what the people have.
لكن محمود من جهة أخرى وهو أنه يتمنى أن يصنع مثل ما صنع فلان.
But it is praiseworthy from another aspect, and that is for him to wish to do the good like so and so is doing.
فالأكمل في الإنسان.
So the most perfect regarding the human being.
ألا يحسد.
That he should not envy,
ولا يغبط.
And he should not even have the good envy.
ولا ينظر إلى ما في أيدي الناس.
And he should not be looking up to or be eager to what the people own.
فإن كان ولا بد.
If he must do that,
فالغبطة.
Then the good envy then.
ويتمني مثل ما عند الغير.
And that is to wish like what the others have.
ليصنع بها ما يرضي الله تبارك وتعالى.
So that he will do with it what pleases Allah سبحانه وتعالى.
والنوع الثاني.
The second type.
من آتاه الله الحكمة.
The one whom Allah has granted wisdom.
وهو يقضي بها ويعلمها.
So he judges according to it and he teaches it.
وفي رواية من آتاه الله القرآن.
And another version says the one whom Allah granted the Quran.
فهذا لو نظر الإنسان إليه فهذا ليس له شيء من حظوظ الدنيا.
So if someone looks up to this and is eager to something like this, there is no worldly shares or benefits in this.
بل ينفع الناس بعلمه.
Rather, he benefits the people with his knowledge.
فهذا لا مانع أن يغبطه الإنسان.
There is no harm that nothing to prevent the people the person from wishing like what he has to envy this person the good envy type.
ولذا جاء في الحديث عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
This is why there has come in the hadith from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
أننا في أمور الدين.
That we as regards the affairs of the religion.
ننظر إلى من هو فوقنا.
We look up to those and we become eager to what those who are better than us have of the religion.
حتى نقتدي بهم.
So that we will take them as an example.
ونسعى أن نفعل كفعلهم.
And we labor to do like they are doing.
أما في أمور الدنيا.
As for the worldly matters.
فننظر إلى من هو دوننا.
Let us look to at those, consider the condition of those who are less than us.
ومن نظر إلى من هو دونه.
The one who looks to those who are less than him.
لن يغبطه على ما هو عليه.
He will not envy him for what he has.
ولن يحسده عليهم باب أولى.
And therefore he will not even have neither the good envy nor the bad envy, you know, the حسد.
بل يتذكر نعمة الله عليه.
Rather he will remember Allah's bounty over him.
فهذا بالنسبة للغبطة والحسد.
This is as regards الغبطة, the good envy, and الحسد, the bad envy.
لصاحب المال وصاحب العلم.
For the one who has money and the one who has knowledge.
والله تبارك وتعالى.
And Allah تبارك وتعالى.
أمر بالفرح والاستبشار عند حصول الخير.
He commanded us to be happy and to have good news and glad tidings when goodness happens.
كما قال سبحانه وتعالى.
As he said سبحانه وتعالى.
قل بفضل الله وبرحمته.
Say it is with the bounty of Allah and His mercy.
فبذلك فليفرح.
It is with that they should rejoice and be happy.
فالإنسان إذا يفرح بما أعطاه الله تبارك وتعالى من أمور الدين أكثر ما يفرح ما أعطاه الله من أمور الدنيا.
So the person should be happy and be delighted with Allah, with what Allah gives him of the religious matters more than what he will be happy with regarding being granted some of the worldly things.
وهنا توقف أهل العلم.
Here the people of knowledge.
عند قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فهما في الأجر سواء.
The people of knowledge they paused at the statement of the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. They are both equal in reward.
ف فكيف يكونان في الأجر سواء؟
How is it that they are having the same reward?
وهذا بذل وأعطى.
When this one he actually gave and granted, gave the money away.
والثاني لم يعطي شيئا.
And the other one he didn't give anything.
سؤال لكم.
The question is yours now.
من يجيب؟ تفضل.
The brother said, by his righteous intention, he said.
تكفي.
Is this enough?
هو ما دفع شيئا.
He did not pay anything. He did not give any money. Is his righteous intention enough?
نعم هذا قول لبعض أهل العلم.
This is what some people of knowledge said actually.
لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال هما في الأجر سواء.
Because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said they are the same in terms of reward.
وفي المقابل أيضا.
On the other hand, on the other side also.
قال رجل آتاه الله مالا ولم يؤته علما.
He said that Allah عز وجل a man whom Allah عز وجل gave money and he did not give him knowledge.
فهو يتخبط فيه.
So he.
في مساخط الله.
He misuses the money, mixes up and spending the money, meaning in things that are disobediences that make Allah angry with him.
ورجل لم يؤته الله مالا ولا أتاه علما.
And a man whom Allah did not give money nor knowledge.
فهو يقول.
So he says.
لئن آتاني الله مالا لأصنع عنك ما صنع فلان.
If Allah gives me money, I will do like so and so is doing.
قال فهما في الوزر سواء.
He said they are the same in terms of sinning.
أيضا بالنية.
Also by intention.
والقول الثاني لأهل العلم.
The second position by the people of knowledge.
أن هناك فرقا.
That there is a difference.
بين أجر النية وأجر العمل.
Between the reward of intention and the reward of the action.
فهما في الأجر سواء في أجر النية.
So they are in the reward. The same meaning they get the same reward for the intention.
ولكن في العمل يختلفان.
But regarding the action they differ.
وكذلك في الوزر سواء في النية.
Likewise in terms of sinning they are the same in terms of the intention.
ولكن في العمل يختلفان.
But they are in terms of action they differ.
قالوا والدليل على ذلك.
He said the proof to that.
أن فقراء المهاجرين
that the poor immigrants
أتوا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
they came to the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم
فقالوا يا رسول الله
they said oh messenger of Allah
ذهب أهل الدثور بالأجور
the people who are wealthy they took away all the reward
يصلون كما نصلي
they pray like we pray
ويصومون كما نصوم
they fast like we fast
ويتصدقون ولا نتصدق
they donate and we don't
فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said
ألا أدلكم على شيء
Shall I guide you to something
إذا فعلتموه
That if you do
سبقتم من كان قبلكم
You will beat and outrace those who were before you
ولا يلحقكم من جاء بعدكم
And those who are behind you They will never be able to catch up with you
تسبحون دبر كل صلاة 33
You say سبحان الله after every صلاة 33 times
وتحمدون 33
Say الحمد لله 33
وتكبرون 34
And you say الله أكبر 34 times
ففرحوا فرحا عظيما
So they became very very happy
ثم سمع إخوانهم أهل الأموال بذلك.
So their brothers, the people who are wealthy, they heard about that.
فقالوا مثل ما قالوا.
So they said like what they said.
فرجعوا إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مرة ثانية.
So the poor Muslims, they came back to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم again.
فقالوا يا رسول الله سمع إخواننا أهل الدثور بما قلت. فقالوا مثل ما قلنا.
So they said our brothers who are wealthy, they heard what they said. So they are saying like what we say.
يريدون أعطينا خصوصية أخرى يعني.
Meaning, give us another special thing.
فلم يقل لهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فلكم مثل أجورهم.
He didn't say to them, you have the same reward as theirs.
وإنما قال ذلك فضل الله يؤتيهم.
Rather, he said, that is the bounty, the excellence of Allah. He grants it to whomever he wishes.
ولذلك الظاهر والعلم عند الله جل وعلا.
This is why the apparent, the stronger position on Allah knows best.
أنهما يشتركان في أجر النية لا في أجر العمل.
That they are going to be sharing the reward of the intention, not the reward of the action.
فلو فرضنا أن الذي آتاه الله مالا وعلما
So if we suppose that the one whom Allah granted knowledge and money
يأخذ 100 حسنة على صدقته.
He gets 100 good deeds for his charity.
ومئة حسنة على حسن نيته.
And 100 good deeds for his intention and sincerity.
فالفقير الذي لم يدفع شيئا.
So the poor who did not pay anything.
يشارك في أجر النية فيأخذ 100 على صدقه.
He will share with him the reward of the intention, so he will get 100 good deeds for his truthfulness.
ولكن لا يأخذ شيئا مقابل الصدقة لأنه لم يتصدق بشيء.
But he does not get anything for the donation because he never donated anything.
والعلم عند الله جل وعلا.
And the knowledge is with Allah سبحانه وتعالى.
الحديث 89.
حديث 89.
عن عبد الله بن مسعود أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
from كان, Abdullah
كان Masoud, يدعو فيقول
that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم used to make دعاء saying
اللهم إني أسألك الهدى
Oh Allah, I ask you for guidance
والتقى
piety
والعفافة
chastity
والغنى
and richness to be self-sufficient.
رواه الإمام مسلم.
Narrated by Imam Muslim.
أما ابن مسعود فمرت ترجمته في الحديث 72.
As for Abdullah bin Mas'ud, then his biography has passed in the hadith 72.
هذا الدعاء الذي علمه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ابن مسعود.
This دعاء that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم taught ابن مسعود.
من أجمع الأدعية وأنفعها على قلته.
Is from the most comprehensive and collective. حديث الدعاز although it is very little in words
أربع كلمات
four words only
الهدى
هدى guidance
التقى,
piety
والعفافة
chastity and being
والغنى.
content and غنى being having sufficiency not in need of the people
فهذه الأسئلة الأربعة والأمور الأربعة التي so يطلبها
four requests or matters that he is requesting
فيها خير الدنيا وخير الآخرة
in them there is the goodness of this world and the next world
فإن الهدى هو العلم النافع.
For guidance is the beneficial knowledge.
والتقى هو العمل الصالح.
Piety is the righteous deeds.
في فعل المأمور وترك المحظور.
Doing what is commanded and staying away from what is prohibited.
فيصلح بذلك الدين والدنيا.
So with this, the religion and the worldly affairs will be rectified and reformed.
والعفاف والغنى.
As for chastity and being having sufficiency,
العفاف على الخلق.
عفاف being chaste, you don't need any from the humans. You're not asking what they have.
ولا يتعلق القلب بهم.
And the one's heart is not linked or attached to the people. He doesn't want anything from them.
والغنى يكون بالله سبحانه وتعالى.
As for الغنى, then you are rich within yourself, rich at heart. By Allah, with Allah عز وجل.
وبرزقه.
By Him providing for you.
والقناعة بما أعطاه.
And to be content and satisfied with whatever Allah has granted you.
وحصول ما يطمئن به القلب من الكفاية.
And the achieving what the heart would be at peace with of sufficiency and what is enough from Allah.
فتتم للعبد سعادة الدنيا.
So the person will have the happiness complete and perfect in this worldly life
وراحة القلب
and the peace at heart
وسعادة الآخرة
and the happiness in the next life.
فتصور أن ترزق الهدى
imagine that Allah provides for you guidance
فتكون على الجادة
so you are upon the straight path
وترزق التقى
and you are provided piety
الذي إنما شرع الله تبارك وتعالى ما شرع لكي يحصل الإنسان التقى.
That which Allah عز وجل he only legislated whatever he legislated so that he will achieve piety.
وتحصل العفاف.
And imagine that you will achieve العفاف.
فلا تطلب من أحد شيئا.
You're not your heart is not attached to anyone. You're not asking anything from the people.
وتعفف عن عطيات الناس.
And you feel you know you are disinterested and you have chastity from asking what they have.
حتى يعرف الناس منك هذا.
So to a point that the people will recognize that you have this quality that you are not interested in what they have.
ثم الغنى وهي القناعة التامة.
And then غنى richness and that is the complete being in a state of complete perfect content and satisfaction.
من حصل
contentment
ذلك.
And satisfaction. The one who achieves that.
فليحمد الله حمدا كثيرا الليل
then
ونهارا.
Let him praise Allah عز وجل a lot day and night.
نعم. الحديث 90.
حديث number 90
عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما
قال عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص may Allah please with them that he said
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said
من أحب أن يزحزح عن النار
the one who loves to be pushed away from the fire
ويدخل الجنة
and to enter paradise
فلتأته منيته
let his death come to him
وهو يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر
while believing in Allah and the last day
وليأتي إلى الناس
and let him do unto the people
الذي يحب أن يؤتى به
that which he loves to be done to him
رواه مسلم
narrated by Muslim
أما عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص
as for عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص
فقد مرت ترجمته في الحديث السادس
then his biography has passed in the sixth hadith
هو لا شك أن من زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز.
There is no doubt that the one who is pushed away from the fire and he entered paradise, then he has succeeded and triumphed.
وهذا نص كتاب الله تبارك وتعالى.
This is the direct text of the book of Allah تعالى.
وهذا غاية ما يسعى إليه جميع المؤمنين.
And this is the utmost goal that all the believers strive to achieve.
فلو سألت أي مسلم ماذا تريد في النهاية؟
If you ask any Muslim what do you need at the end, what do you want?
قال أريد أن أدخل الجنة وزحزح عن النار.
He will say I want to enter paradise. I want to be pushed away from the fire.
وكان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوما يطوف حول الكعبة.
One day رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم was circling the كعبة.
ويسبح الله ويهلله ويذكره سبحانه وتعالى.
تسبيح تهليل سبحان الله لا إله إلا الله and remembering Allah عز وجل.
ومعه معاذ بن جبل.
And with him was معاذ ابن جبل.
فمر بهما أعرابي وهما يطوفان.
And a Bedouin Arab passed by them while they are circling the Kaaba.
فقال للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So he said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
والله يا رسول الله.
Oh messenger of Allah.
لا أعرف دندنتك ولا دندنت معاذ.
I do not know how to beautify my words like you do and Mu'adh in the dua that is.
لا أحسن أن أدعو كما تدعوان.
I don't know how to make dua like you to make dua.
وهذا يحصل لكثير من الناس.
And this actually happens to a lot of people.
قد يحسد بعض الذين يعني يملكون حفظا لبعض الأدعية وكذا هو يقول لا أحفظ وأنا أقول مثلها.
They envy those who memorize du'as and they say I cannot memorize these du'as like they do.
أذكر مرة أكلنا طعاما عند شخص.
One time we ate food by somebody's place.
فلما انتهينا من الطعام قمنا ودعونا له.
After we finished eating, we got up and we made dua for him.
فكان معنا رجل كبير في السن.
There was an old man with us.
فلما سمعنا ندعو لصاحب الطعام.
When he heard us make dua for the person who provided the food.
قام بسرعة وقال مثل ما يقولون مثل ما يقولون.
He got up and he said, I say like what they say. I say like what they say.
بس ما أعرف.
But I don't know how to say that.
فالمهم أن هذا الرجل يقول للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والله لا أحسن دندنتك ولا دندنت معاذ.
This man he says to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم by Allah I cannot do these du'as that are so much beautified and ornamented like yours and معاذ.
فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
so the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to him
فماذا تقول إذن؟
What do you say then?
قال والله يا رسول الله أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ به من النار فقط.
He says, "Oh, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, I only ask Allah for paradise."
العربي.
The Bedouin Arab. He said, "I ask Allah for paradise and I seek refuge with Him from the fire. That's what I do."
فقال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to him.
حولها ندندن.
It is around it that we are. Humming, you know, dandana is the lower voice when like that. So that's the original meaning. So he says, you're beautifying your words with this humming. So they said, we are humming. The Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم told him that that's around which we are humming. You know, we are beautifying and ornamenting our words of dua.
ولما ذكر الله المؤمنين قال
when Allah عز وجل mentioned the believers, he said
يدعوننا رغبا ورهبا.
They call upon us out of hope and fear.
ولما ذكر الملائكة قال.
And when he mentioned the angels, he said.
يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا.
They call upon their Lord out of fear and hope.
وهذا هو الأصل في عبادة الله تبارك وتعالى.
And this is the origin, the principle regarding worshiping Allah عز وجل.
الحب,
love,
والخوف,
fear
والرجاء
and hope.
هذه هي قواعد وأسس التوحيد.
These are the principles and rules of التوحيد.
ولذا قال أهل العلم.
This is why the people of knowledge said.
من عبد الله بالحب فقط.
The one who worships Allah with love only.
فهذا زنديق.
Then he is a zindiq, someone who is having a fake religion. He's not.
ومن عبد الله بالخوف فقط.
And the one who worships Allah with fear only.
فهذا من الخوارج.
Then he is a kharijite, those who went into the extreme.
ومن عبد الله بالرجاء فقط.
And the one who worships Allah with hope only.
فهذا من المرجئة.
Then he is from those who are مرجئة, those also who went to the extreme of the other side.
ومن عبد الله تبارك وتعالى بالحب والخوف والرجاء فهو موحد.
Then and the one who worships Allah with hope, fear and love, then he is the one upon the tawheed, the true unification of Allah عز وجل.
وبذلك نعرف بطلان الكلمة التي اشتهرت بين بعض الناس.
And with this we can recognize the invalidity of the word that is widespread between some people.
اللهم إنا لا نعبدك حبا في جنتك.
Which says, oh Allah, we are not worshipping you because we love your paradise.
ولا خوفا من نارك.
Nor out of fear of your fire.
وإنما حبا في ذاتك.
Rather we worship you out of loving you yourself.
يقول لأن عبادة الله بالخوف والرجاء.
Because worshiping Allah with hope and fear.
هذه عبادة العبيد الطماعين.
They claim that worshiping Allah with hope and fear, this is the worship of the servants who are greedy.
ولكننا نعبد الله تبارك وتعالى حبا فيه فقط.
But we only worship Allah out of love for Allah alone. That's what they claim.
ولو أدخلنا النار فلا بأس.
And they say even if he put us in the fire, then no harm, doesn't matter.
ولو منعنا الجنة فلا بأس.
If he prevented us from the paradise, then it's okay.
ولذلك بالغوا كثيرا في مواضيع الحب في مواضيع الحب.
This is why they went into far into the extreme of exaggeration regarding the topic of love, loving Allah.
حتى تجاوزوا الأدب.
To a point that they surpassed and passed the limits of being mannerly and being behaved.
فيصف الله بالمعشوق.
So
والذي لا يكون إلا بين الذكر والأنثى.
They describe Allah Azza wa Jal, the words in Arabic, معشوق, you know, the being infatuated with him, so much in love with him, the way the words that are not supposed to be used for Allah, they're used for the humans, not for Allah. عشق, the word عشق.
ولذلك يقول ابن القيم رحمه الله تعالى.
This is why Imam Ibn Qayyim رحمه الله تعالى says.
وعبادة الرحمن غاية حبه.
Worshipping the most merciful is the peak or utmost loving him.
مع ذل عابده هما قطبان.
Along with the humility of the one who is worshipping him, these are two pillars. Two poles.
الإنسان المسلم لا يجوز له أبدا أن يفارق الخوف والرجاء.
The Muslim person, it is not allowed for him to depart away from fear and hope of Allah, in Allah.
وله وهما له في هذه الحياة كالجناحين للطائر.
And both of them for him in this worldly life, they resemble the two wings of the bird.
والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذكر سببين يحصلان النجاة من النار والفوز بالجنة.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he mentioned two causes leading to achieving paradise and being pushed away from the fire.
أولها الإيمان بالله واليوم الآخر.
First is to believe in Allah and the last day.
المتضمن للإيمان بالأصول الستة المعروفة.
Which includes believing in the six foundations, the six pillars that are well known.
كما قال جبريل للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
As the messenger said to جبريل.
ما الإيمان؟
What is إيمان؟
قال أن تؤمن بالله.
He said you believe in Allah.
وملائكته.
His angels.
وكتبه.
His books.
ورسله.
His messengers.
واليوم الآخر.
The last day.
والقدر خيره وشره من الله.
And destiny, it's good and it's bad from Allah.
فهذه هي أصول الإيمان وأركانه.
These are the foundations of faith and its pillars.
وهو متضمن للعمل لهذا اليوم الآخر.
Inclusive of working and applying deeds, doing deeds.
فلا يمكن أن عاقلا يؤمن باليوم الآخر ثم لا يستعد له.
It is not possible that a wise person will believe in the last day, then he will not prepare himself for it.
لأن الإيمان باليوم الآخر يقتضي الاستعداد له.
Because believing in the last day necessitates preparing yourself for it.
وكذلك الإحسان إلى الناس.
Likewise, being kind and nice to the people.
ويعاملهم بما يحب أن يعاملوا.
And treating them the same way you want them to treat you.
وهذا هو ميزان النصح.
And this is actually the scale, the standard for advising one another.
أن تحب لأخيك ما تحب لنفسك.
That you love for your brother that which you love for your own self.
كيف تحب أن يعاملك؟ عامله. ضع نفسك مكانه.
Exactly how you want him to treat you, treat him. Just put yourself in his shoes.
وهذا ميزان الصالحين.
And this is the scale or the balance for the righteous people.
أي أمر أشكل عليك في طريقة التعامل مع الناس؟
Anything that becomes to you somehow doubtful or problematic in the way you deal with the others.
ضع نفسك في الطرف الآخر.
Put yourself in the other side. In his shoes.
تحب أن يأتوك به.
So whatever you want them to do to you if you are in that place.
فأتهم به.
Then do that exact same to them.
والذي تكره أن يأتوك به.
And what you hate that they do to you.
فلا تأتهم به.
Do not do it to them.
وهذا جرى عليه عمل سلفنا الصالح رحمهم الله تبارك وتعالى.
And this is what our pious predecessors they used to apply and act upon.
وما أجمل كلمة الإمام الشافعي رحمه الله تعالى.
How beautiful it is the words of الإمام الشافعي may Allah have mercy on him when he said.
ما ناظرت أحدا.
I never had a debate with anyone.
إلا وتمنيت أن يظهر الله الحق على لسانه.
Except that I wished that Allah will make the truth apparent on his tongue.
لأن المهم عنده هو إظهار الحق.
Because what matters to him, the important thing to him, is for the truth to be apparent and to be superior.
وكما أنه يحب أن يكون هو مظهر الحق.
Exactly like he loves for himself to be the one who makes the truth apparent.
يحب كذلك أن يكون مقابله هو الذي يظهر الحق.
He also loves for his the person who's on the other side of the debate to be also the one who makes the truth apparent and clear.
وهذا هو الكمال الذي كان عليه سلفنا الصالح وفقدناه اليوم.
This is the perfection or the perfect behavior that our pious predecessors used to be upon that time and the thing that we are lacking and missing today.
والله المستعان.
And from Allah we seek help.
الحديث الحادي والتسعون.
حديث 91.
عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال.
From Abi Huraira may Allah be pleased with him who said.
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
That رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
إن الله يرضى لكم ثلاثا.
Surely Allah is satisfied, is pleased with three for you.
ويكره لكم ثلاثا.
And he hates for you three.
يرضى لكم أن تعبدوه ولا تشركوا به شيئا.
He is pleased for you with that you worship him, you do not associate any partners in worship with him.
وأن تعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا.
And that you hold on, all of you, all together, to the rope of Allah and that you do not divide.
ويكره لكم قيل وقال.
And he hates for you, he said, she said.
وكثرة السؤال.
Excessive asking and questioning.
وإضاعة المال.
And wasting the money.
رواه الإمام مسلم في صحيح.
Narrated by Imam Muslim in his Sahih.
راوي هذا الحديث أبو هريرة وقد مرت ترجمته في الحديث الرابع.
The narrator of this hadith, Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه, his biography passed in the fourth hadith.
أولا فيه إثبات الرضا والكراهة لله تبارك وتعالى.
This hadith affirms the fact that Allah is becomes satisfied and he dislikes.
فالله إذن يرضى.
So Allah is pleased,
ويحب,
loves,
ويغضب,
he gets angry,
ويكره,
and he hates.
كما جاءت في ذلك النصوص.
Like the texts have come with that.
ويقول الله تبارك وتعالى لقد رضي الله عن المؤمنين إذ يبايعونك تحت الشجرة.
Allah سبحانه وتعالى says surely Allah is pleased with the believers when they pledge allegiance to you under the tree.
وهنا في هذا الحديث أثبت الرضا له جل وعلا.
And here in this hadith he affirmed عليه الصلاة والسلام the attribute of pleasure, satisfaction for him سبحانه وتعالى.
ومن كرمه وفضله أنه يرضى لعباده ما فيه سعادتهم.
And from his generosity and excellence سبحانه وتعالى is that he is pleased for his servants that which will lead to their happiness.
وأيضا فيه توفيقهم في الدنيا والآخرة.
Also there lies in it their success and facilitation in this worldly life and in the next life.
وذلك بعبادة الله وحده لا شريك له.
That is by worshiping Allah alone without any partner with Him.
وإخلاص الدين له.
And being sincere in religion to Him.
وإقامة شرائع الإسلام كلها.
And by establishing the Islamic legislations, all of them.
الظاهرة منها والباطنة.
Outward or inward legislations.
والأخلاق الطيبة المباركة.
And the morals and manners that are pure and good.
كل ذلك blessed. مع الإخلاص لله تبارك وتعالى.
All of that along with sincerity towards Allah سبحانه وتعالى.
وموافقة لسنة نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And matching and agreeing with the sunnah of his messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وأرشدهم كذلك إلى الاعتصام بحبل الله.
And he guided them also, he guided them to holding on to the rope of Allah.
وحبل الله قيل هو الإسلام.
The rope of Allah, it is said that it is al-Islam.
وقيل هي الشرائع.
It is said that it is the legislations.
وقيل ما كان عليه الخلفاء الراشدون.
It is said that it is what the rightly guided caliphs were upon.
وقيل هو محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And it is said that it is Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وكل هذه أشياء متلازمة.
All of these are things that necessitate one another. They are linked together.
والأشهر أنه دينه سبحانه
And,
وتعالى.
And what is most famous is that this means his religion سبحانه وتعالى.
دين الله تبارك وتعالى.
So they hold on to the religion of Allah Ta'ala.
ويتعاونون على البر والتقوى.
And they cooperate upon righteousness and piety.
وأن يعلم المسلم أنه أخو المسلم.
And that for the Muslim to know that he's the brother of another Muslim.
فلا يظلمه.
So he doesn't oppress him.
ولا يخذله.
He doesn't let him down.
ولا يحقره.
He doesn't despise and look down
upon
him. بل يكون
محبا له.
Rather he would be loving towards him.
مناصحا له.
Advising him.
معاونا له.
Helping him.
أخا له من كل وجه.
He is a brother for him in every aspect.
ثم ذكر ما يكرهه الله سبحانه وتعالى.
Then he mentioned what Allah سبحانه وتعالى hates.
وهو ما يناقض تلك الأمور.
And that is what opposes all of these matters.
منها القيل والقال.
He said, she said.
لأن نقل الكلام بين الناس.
Because carrying tales and statements between the people.
طبيعي جدا يكون فيه كثير من الكذب.
Natural that it would include a lot of lying.
ولذا قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
This is why the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
كفى بالمرء كذبا أن يحدث بكل ما يسمع.
Enough lying for a person for him to narrate everything that he hears.
فمن حدث بكل ما يسمع فقد كذب كثيرا.
The one who narrates everything that he hears, then he lied so much.
هذا معناه أننا نسمع كثيرا من الكذب.
This means that we hear a lot of lies.
والآن مع الواتساب وال
Now with these social media outlets,
مصيبة.
It's a calamity. It's a disaster.
في السابق يعني تسمع من شخص.
Before you hear from a person, one person.
الذي تجلس معه.
The one you sit with.
فإن كان عنده خير أخذت خيرا.
If what he has was good, then you took good from him.
وإن كان عنده شر أخذت شرا واحدا.
And if what he had was evil, then you took only one evil.
لكن في الواتساب وتويتر وفيسبوك وهذا.
These media things, those social media things.
انظر كم شخصا يراسلك.
Look how many people they message you.
وكم واحد يكذب.
How many of them lie.
فتصور أنت كم تسمع من الكذب.
Imagine how much lies you hear.
فإذا صرت ممن ينقل هذا الكذب.
So if you become one of those who
فقد شاركتهم في هذا.
Report and transport this lie, these lies, then you participated with them in this regard.
فهذا هو القيل والقال.
So this is
الذي نهى عنه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
He said, she said that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم prohibited.
وكذلك من القيل والقال عدم التثبت.
Also from the aspect of he said, she said, for you not to verify the reports.
وذاك بعضهم إذا قال أمر بشيء أو فعل شيئا قال يقولون.
That's why people when they talk, some of them what they say is, they said such and such.
وهذه هي التي تسمى بالإشاعات.
This is what is called the rumors or the grapevines.
وقد تلقي في القلوب كثيرا من البغضاء والحقد.
These rumors, they
بسبب هذه النقولات الباطلة.
They cast in the heart a lot of animosity and hate and rage because of these rumors.
ويدخل في هذا النميمة والغيبة.
And included in this the غيبة, the backbiting and نميمة, carrying tales to reporting the statements of people to each other in order to corrupt the relations.
وقل من يسلم من ذلك.
And very few who are safe from this.
خاصة من كان حريصا على نقل الكلام.
Especially those who are keen and diligent to report statements.
أما كثرة السؤال.
As for excessive asking and questioning.
فهي تحتمل معنيين.
Then it is possible that it means two things.
المعنى الأول.
The first meaning.
سؤال الناس أي طلب المال منهم.
Asking the people. الشحاذة. Meaning to ask money from them and that is begging.
ومنها قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يزال الرجل يسأل الناس.
And from this is the statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that a man continues to ask and beg of the people.
حتى يلقى الله جل وعلا.
Up until he will meet his Lord Allah subhanahu wa taala.
وليس في وجهه مزعة لحم.
And there isn't left in his face not even the slightest piece of flesh.
يعني يذهب الحياء كله.
Meaning the shyness, the modesty is all gone.
وذلك لتعريض وجهه للناس في سؤاله أموالهم.
Because he is always exposing his face to the people asking them their money.
والثاني
the second meaning, the second meaning
هو الأسئلة التي لا معنى لها
is the questions that
لا حاجة لها يعني
that basically they are nonsense and there is no need for them.
أو أسئلة التعنت التي مرت بنا في حديث أبي هريرة السابق.
The questions that are meant for just to hardship, for hardship and difficulty, to put people in difficulties.
وأسئلة التعمق.
And the questions where someone goes so much deep and overboard.
والأسئلة تكون على سبيل السخرية والاستهزاء وذلك.
Questions that are meant for making fun and ridiculing and so on and so forth.
والله جل وعلا يقول يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تسألوا عن أشياء إن تبد لكم تسؤكم.
And Allah عز وجل says what means O you who believe do not ask about things that if they are shown or clarified to you then it will cause you to feel bad.
فهذه هي الأسئلة التي يكرهها الله سبحانه وتعالى.
These are the questions that Allah سبحانه وتعالى hates and dislikes.
سواء سؤال المال بغير حق.
Whether asking the money from the people without a just right.
أو أسئلة التعنت والتعمق وغير ذلك.
Or the questions leading to difficulty and going overboard and so much minute details and like that.
أما إذا سأل الإنسان مال بحق وهو بحاجة إليه يكاد يعني يهلك أو ما شابه ذلك.
As for the person asking with a just right, asking for money and he has a right because he's about to die or like that.
فهذا جائز.
This is allowed.
وأما والأسئلة كذلك التي تكون من باب طلب العلم.
And the questions that are from the aspect of seeking knowledge.
فأيضا هذه جائزة.
Also these are allowed.
بل دعا الله إليها بقوله سبحانه وتعالى.
Rather Allah عز وجل called the people to ask those questions by saying.
فاسألوا أهل الذكر إن كنتم لا تعلمون.
Ask the people of remembrance if you do not know.
فهذا محمود مأمور به.
This is praiseworthy and it is commanded to do.
بقي إضاعة المال.
What is left is wasting money.
وإضاعة المال أيضا له وجهان.
Wasting money has two aspects also.
إما أن يتركه بلا حفظ.
Either to leave the money without preservation, without guarding it.
فيكون عرضة للسرقة أو الضياع.
So it will be exposed to stealing or to be lost.
أو الإهمال.
Or negligence.
فهذا كله مضيعة للمال.
All of this is from the aspect of wasting money.
والإنسان منهي من عن ذلك.
And a person is forbidden from that.
والأمر الثاني أن ينفقه فيما يعود عليه بالضرر.
Secondly is for one to spend it in that which will bring back harm to him.
فالأول ضيعه فقط.
The first one he only lost it.
الثاني ضيعه وأضر نفسه به.
The second one he lost it and he brought harm upon himself with that money.
فكل هذا داخل في إضاعة المال.
All of this is included in wasting money.
ومن إضاعة المال.
And part of wasting money.
أن يعطى المال لغير الراشد.
To for the money to be given to someone who is not wise, who is foolish, he doesn't know how to deal with the money.
ومنها قول الله تبارك وتعالى.
And from that is the statement of Allah تبارك وتعالى.
ولا تؤتوا السفهاء أموالكم.
Do not give the foolish, the feeble-minded your money.
مع أن هذه الأموال هي أموال السفهاء.
Although this money is actually the money that belongs to those foolish people.
لكن قال أموالكم.
But he said your money.
يقول كأنها أموالكم.
It's as if saying as if it's as if you, it is your money.
احرصوا عليها كما تحرصون على أموالكم.
Be careful about this money like you are like you care for your own money.
حتى لا يضيعوها.
So that those foolish they will not put them to waste.
والسفهاء يدخل فيهم الصغار.
And سفهاء included in this foolish are the very young in age.
وغير الراشدين في تصرفهم.
And those who are not wise in their dealings with the money.
والمجانين.
And those who are insane.
ولذلك يقول الله تبارك وتعالى.
And this is why Allah تبارك وتعالى says.
وابتلوا اليتامى.
And test the orphans.
حتى إذا بلغوا النكاح.
Up until they reach the age of marriage.
فإن آنستم منهم رشدا.
If you sense from them wisdom in dealing.
فادفعوا إليهم أموالهم.
Then give them their money.
ومفهوم الآية
what we understand from the ayah then
إن لم تأنسوا منهم رشدا
that if you don't sense from them wisdom in dealing with the money managing the money
أمواله.
Then do not give them their money.
وذلك أنه من حقه عليك أن تحفظ له ماله.
That is because from his right the foolish upon you is that you guard and you protect his money for him.
وهذا نوع من الحجر.
And this is some sort of حجر, which is not allowing, not allowing the person to deal in his own money.
لأن الحجر نوعان.
Because حجر is two types. Who reminds me of the حجر? The word حجر. When you, they don't let you use your money. Freezing. Okay, we can. There is a better word. خلاص إن شاء الله. It's just not allowing the person to use his own money.
نعم. فالحجر أحيان يكون لمصلحة الغير.
حجر not allowing a person to use his money, it may be sometimes for the benefit of someone else.
كالإنسان الذي للناس عليه حقوق.
Like the person who owes money, who owes people rights.
ولا يعطيهم حقوقهم.
He owes the people and he doesn't give them their rights.
ويضيع الأموال يمنة ويسرى.
And he wastes the money left and right.
فهؤلاء يطلبون من القاضي أن يمنعه من التصرف.
So those they ask the judge to stop this person from dealing with his money. He
حتى لا تضيع حقوقهم.
So that their rights will not be put to waste.
فهذا حجر لمصلحة الغير.
So this is حجر stopping him from using his money for the benefit of someone else.
وهناك حجر لمصلحتي. النفس.
And there's حجر stopping the person from using his money for his own benefit.
أن يحجر عليه لمصلحته.
And that is to stop him from using his money for his own benefit.
وهذا يصدق على الصغار.
And this is true for the people who are young in age.
والمجانين.
The insane, crazy.
والسفهاء.
The foolish.
وكل من لا يحسن التصرف بالمال.
Everyone and includes everyone who does not know how to manage and deal with his money.
وذلك أن الله تبارك وتعالى جعل قيام أمور الناس في هذه الدنيا بالمال.
That is because Allah عز وجل He made the affairs of the people established and maintained on earth through the money.
وطالما أن الله تبارك وتعالى ذكر ما يكره لعباده.
And since Allah عز وجل mentioned what He hates for His servants.
وهو قيل وقال.
And that is He said, She said.
وكثرة السؤال.
Excessive asking
وإضاعة المال
and wasting the money.
فهو يحب لهم عكس ذلك.
He loves for them then the opposite of that.
أولا يحب منهم التثبت في كل ما يقولون.
He loves from them that they verify everything, they make sure of everything that they say.
وهذا ليس بعيب.
This is not a deficiency or a flaw.
عندما يأتيك أحد بخبر.
When someone brings you a report.
تثبت منه.
Verify it.
قبل أن تنقله.
Before you report it.
أو تتصرف.
Or before you act upon that report. Before you do an action based on this report.
وأيضا لا تنقل كل ما سمعت.
Also that you should not report everything you hear.
ولو كان حقا.
Even if it is true.
فأحيانا يكون في نقل الحق.
Sometimes even in reporting what is true.
مفسدة.
There is harm.
وهذه ما تسمى بالنميمة.
And that is what is called namima, carrying tales to corrupt relations. Is for you to report the statements that the people said about each other, even if it is, if it be true.
ولكن بقصد الإفساد.
But with the intention of corrupting the relationships.
وأيضا يكون الإنسان متحريا للصدق فيما يقول وما ينقل.
Also, one must be verifying to tell the truth in what he says and what he reports.
وكذلك في السؤال ألا يسأل عما لا ينفع.
Likewise, in questioning, he doesn't ask about things that do not benefit.
ولا يسأل على سبيل التعنت.
And he doesn't ask to put people in trouble or to cause difficulty.
ولا يسأل حتى يغضب.
And he does not ask in order to make the others angry.
ولا يسأل الناس أموالهم.
And he doesn't ask the people their money.
خاصة إذا كان يمكنه أن يستغني عنها.
Especially if he actually, if he can do without the money from the people.
وكذلك يؤمر بحفظ المال.
Likewise, he is commanded to guard and protect the wealth.
وحسن تدبيره.
And to do proper management for the money that he has.
وأن يتصرف فيه التصرفات النافعة.
And that he should manage it and administer that money in good way, in good ways that
ترجع إليه وعلى مجتمعه بالخير.
Which bring back to him and his society that which is good.
والله أعلم.
And Allah knows best.
نأخذ الحديث اللي بعده ولا الأسئلة كثيرة؟
كما تحبون يا شيخ. ما زال عندنا يعني تقريبا نصف ساعة إلى إقامة الصلاة.
الذي تحب. نأخذ حديثا.
تفضل يا شيخ كما ترى.
الحديث 92.
حديث number 92.
عن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت.
From عائشة may Allah be pleased with her she said.
دخلت هند بنت عتبة.
That هند بنت عتبة entered.
وهي زوجة أبي سفيان.
هند بنت عتبة, the wife of أبي سفيان.
على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقالت.
She came into the house of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, so she said.
يا رسول الله.
So she said, O Messenger of Allah.
إن أبا سفيان رجل شحيح.
Surely أبو سفيان is a man who is greedy.
لا يعطيني من النفقة ما يكفيني ويكفي بنيه.
He does not give me of the money to spend what is sufficient for me and sufficient for my children.
إلا ما أخذته من ماله بغير علمه.
Except what I took from his money without his knowledge.
فهل علي في ذلك من جناح؟
Is there any sin upon me in doing that?
فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So he said عليه الصلاة والسلام.
خذي من ماله بالمعروف.
Take from his money with that which is known to be good.
ما يكفيك ويكفي بنيك.
Whatever that is enough for you and enough for your children.
متفق عليه.
Agreed upon.
أما راوي الحديث فعائشة رضي الله عنها.
The narrator of the hadith, عائشة رضي الله عنها.
ومرت ترجمتها في الحديث الثاني.
Her biography has passed in the second hadith.
هنا في هذا الحديث.
Here in this hadith.
أن هند بنت عتبة اغتابت زوجها.
That here, that Hind bint Utba, she actually have she back bitten her husband.
ولما سئل أو سأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الغيبة ما هي؟
When Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was asked about غيبة, backbiting, what is it?
قالوا الله ورسوله أعلم.
When Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم asked them about backbiting, and they said Allah and His Messenger know best.
قال ذكرك أخاك بما يكره.
He said to them, "For you to mention your brother with that which is, which he dislikes."
ولا شك أن أبو سفيان يكره ذلك.
And there is no doubt that Abu Sufyan he hates to be mentioned like this.
فهذه غيبة.
So this is actually backbiting.
ولكنها غيبة جائزة.
But it is غيبة backbiting that is allowable.
ولذا ذكر أهل العلم أن الغيبة تجوز في ستة أمور.
This is why the people of knowledge they mentioned that backbiting is allowed in six matters.
وإن كانت غيبة.
Even if it is غيبة backbiting.
منها الاستفتاء كما هو في هذا الحديث.
One of them is استفتاء asking for fatwa like it is in this hadith.
والثاني التحاكم إلى القاضي.
Second, going for arbitration or judgment, going to the judge.
وهذه أيضا غيبة جائزة.
And this is also غيبة that is allowable.
ومنها إذا كان على سبيل التحذير.
And part of that if it was by way of warning.
كإنسان عنده بدعة.
Like a man who has an innovation,
أو
heresy.
أو فساد.
Or corruption.
أو غير ذلك من الأمور فالناس تحذر منه.
Other than that, like that, then the people warn against him.
فهذه غيبة جائزة.
This is a غيبة backbiting that is allowed.
ومنها الكلام في الرجال في موضوع حديث الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And part of that is speaking about the men regarding the hadith of the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
تجد أن كتبا تتكلم في الرجال.
You find books that speak about the men of hadith critiquing
فلان
them.
ثقة فلان غير
he's trustworthy,
ثقة.
He's not trustworthy.
فلان كذاب.
He
فلان
is a
متهم.
Liar. He is accused.
هذا لأنه لحاجة حديث الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى نعرف الصدق فيه من الكذب.
Because there is a need to verify the hadith of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم so that we can tell the truthful from the one who is not.
ومنها إذا استنصحك الإنسان.
And part of that is someone asked you for advice.
يعني إنسان يريد أن يشارك رجلا في تجارة فيسألك عن حاله.
Someone wants to partner with another man in a business, so he asks you about his condition.
فعليك أن تقول ما تعلم.
It is a must upon you to say what you know.
وهي غيبة.
And that is غيبة.
لكنها مباحة.
But it is allowed.
وكذلك لو جاءك إنسان يسألك عن رجل يريد أن يتزوج ابنته.
Likewise, if a man came to you asking you about a man who proposed to his daughter.
فيجب عليك أن تقول ما تعلم.
You have to say what you know about him.
وإن كانت غيبة.
Even though it is غيبة or backbiting.
فإنها جائزة في حقه.
For it is allowed in this case.
والأمر السادس.
The sixth matter.
عندما يعني كل إنسان لا يعرف إلا بهذا الشيء.
When someone is not known except with that thing.
يعني شخص أعور.
Someone who is one-eyed.
فتأتي لشخص.
So you go to a man.
فتقول له.
You say to him.
إن فلانا نريد أن نعطيه من الزكاة.
So and so we want to give him from zakat money.
فيقول لك من هذا الشخص.
He says to you, who is that man?
تقول له فلان سالم اسمه.
So you say فلان, maybe سالم his name.
قال من سالم هذا.
He says who is سالم.
قال سالم الذي يأتي المسجد يصلي على الجهة اليمنى.
He says سالم who comes to the masjid, he prays on the right hand side of the masjid.
قال ما عرفته.
He says I can't tell who this is.
قال سالم الذي سلم عليك قبل يومين في المكان الفلاني.
He shook your hand two days before, you know, in such and such place.
قال لم أعرفه.
He says I don't know him.
المهم بدأ يحاول أن يذكره به ما استطاع.
He started trying to remind him of that man, he couldn't.
فقال له الأعور.
He said the one-eyed.
فهنا جائز.
Here it is okay to use that.
بالتعريف.
To define him.
أهم شيء لا تكون نيته أن يعيبه.
The most important thing is that his intention is not to mention a deficiency or a flaw.
أو يقول الطويل القصير.
He can say
النحيف.
The tall, the short, the thin.
الأحول.
The one who الأحول crossed eyes.
يقول لا يعرف إلا بهذا يعني.
So he is not known except through that. You know, he mentions a quality.
ومن طرائف ما قيل في هذا.
And from the jokes or the funny things that are mentioned.
أن أحد رواة الحديث المشهورين.
Then one of the famous narrators of hadith.
إسماعيل ابن إبراهيم.
إسماعيل ابن إبراهيم.
جدته اسمها عليا.
Her his grandmother, her name is عليا.
فيناديها إسماعيل بن عليا.
So the people of hadith, they call him إسماعيل بن عليا.
وهو معروف بها.
And he is well known with this.
فكان يقول.
So he used to say.
من قال إسماعيل بن عليا فقد اغتابني.
The one who says about me إسماعيل بن عليا, then he has backbitten me.
لأني أكره ذلك.
Because I hate this title.
فالذهبي رحمه الله تعالى رد عليه.
إمام الذهبي he refuted him or answered him back saying.
طبعا رد عليه بعد 500 سنة.
This refutation came after.
لم يكن في زمنه.
500 years he wasn't living in his time.
لكن نقل كلامه.
But he reported what he said. The one who said that about me he has backbitten me.
فقال والله لنقولنها.
He said by Allah we will say it.
فلا نعرفك إلا بها.
Because we cannot make you known. We don't know you except through that.
فإذا كان لا يعرف إلا بذلك.
So if he cannot be known except through that.
ولم يقلها الإنسان على سبيل التنقص.
And the person did not say it by way of belittling the person.
فإنه لا بأس بذلك.
Then it's okay to use that.
ولا تعد من الغيبة المحرمة.
It's not considered from the prohibited backbiting.
وهنا إذن هند بنت عتبة لما جاءت تسأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Here then هند بنت عتبة when she came asking the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وقالت له إنه رجل شحيح.
And she said to him that he is a greedy man.
لم ينكر عليها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
He did not reject this عليه الصلاة والسلام from her.
لأنها قالتها على سبيل الاستفتاء.
Because she said that seeking a religious verdict, استفتاء.
وفي جواب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And in the reply of the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
خذي منه.
Take from him.
ولو كان بدون علمه.
Even if he doesn't know it.
دليل على أن نفقة الزوجة ونفقة الأولاد واجبة على الزوج.
It is a proof that the spending over the wife and over the children is a must upon the husband.
وأن الأم لا تشارك في ذلك.
And that the mother does not share the spending.
لا تجب عليها النفقة على الأولاد.
She does not have to spend over the children.
وإن كانت غنية.
Even if she were rich.
إلا إذا كان الزوج ميتا.
If except if the husband is dead.
أو مطلقا.
Or he divorced her.
ولا ينفق.
And he does not spend.
وليس لهم أحد غيرها.
And there is no one to spend over them except
the mother. لأن النفقة إذا امتنع منها الزوج.
Because the spending if the husband did not do it.
تجب على أبيه وهو الجد.
He refrained from doing it. Then it is a must on his father, who is the grandfather.
إذا عجز وجبت على الإخوة الكبار.
If the grandfather is not able, then it is a must upon his senior brothers.
فالأم أو الزوجة ترتيبها بعيد حتى تجب عليها النفقة.
So the mother or the wife, her order in terms of spending comes later on. She's at the end.
وفيه أيضا النفقة غير محددة بمقدار معين.
And in this also, in this hadith, that the spending is not giving a specific amount.
وإذا قال خذي ما يكفيك.
This is why he said take what is enough for you.
وقوله بالمعروف أي بالمتعارف عليه في هذا الزمان أو في هذا البلد.
Him saying with that which is known to be good, it means you take from him with what is known between the people of that place and that time that it is okay to use.
وقوله ما يكفيك يرجع فيها إلى العرف.
And his statement here, whatever that is enough for you, you refer back to know what is enough to the customs of the people. What is customary.
بحسب أحوال الناس في زمانهم أو مكانهم.
According to the conditions of the people in their place and time.
ففي كندا مثلا.
So in Canada, for instance.
قد يكون الذي يكفي مبلغ كبير من المال لغلاء المعيشة.
What may be enough here is a big number, a lot of money because the life here is expensive.
وقد تكون أختها في بلاد أخرى.
Maybe her sister lives in another country.
وليست المعيشة غالية.
And life there is not as expensive.
يكون ما يكفيها أقل.
So the cost of living is less. So she, what is enough for her is less.
وهذا يشبه قول الله تبارك وتعالى.
This looks like the same as the statement of Allah Taala.
ومتعوهن على الموسع قدره وعلى المقتري قدره.
And give them enjoyment for the one who is wealthy according to his ability, and the one who is not, who has lesser means. According to his ability.
وكذلك في الحديث.
Likewise in the hadith.
أن من وجبت عليه نفقة.
That the one who must pay.
أو للناس عليه حق.
Spending must spend or the people he owes the people money.
وامتنع عن دفع هذا الحق.
And he refrained from paying that right to the people.
فله أن يأخذ من ماله ولو بدون علمه.
Then they are allowed to take from his money even without his knowledge.
ويدخل في هذا. ثلاثة حقوق.
Included in that there are three rights.
حق الزوجة.
The right of the wife.
وحق الأولاد.
The right of the children.
وحق الضيف.
And the right of the guest.
فالقصد أن الممتنع عن الدفع.
What is intended here is the one who refrains from spending or paying.
يؤخذ منه المال.
The money is taken from him.
ويدخل فيه أيضا.
And included in that also,
من لو سرق مال الناس ولم يرده إليهم,
the one who if he stole the money of the people and he did not return it to them,
فلا مانع أن يأخذوه منه.
Then there is no harm that they should take that money from him.
ولكن هذا في الأمور الواضحة تماما.
But this is in the matters that are crystal clear.
أما إذا كان هناك خلاف بين الناس وهذا يقول هذا حقي ويقول هذا حقي.
As for the case when there is a difference of opinion between the people, this one says this is my right, the other one says no, it's my right.
فهذا مصيره إلى القضاء.
This then should be referred to the courts for judgment.
وأيضا يؤخذ من الحديث.
Also we take from this hadith.
أن المفتي لا يحتاج أن يقول أين صاحبك الثاني يعني لم يستدعي الزوج.
That the mufti, the one who issues a religious verdict, he doesn't have to say where is your opponent or where is the other person you're talking about to bring.
لأن الفتوى ليست قضاء.
Because issuing a fatwa, a religious verdict, it is not like a court order or a judgment from the court.
فلا تحتاج أن يحضر الطرفان.
So it does not need that both parties be present with the judge, like the judge.
ويمكن أن يجيب خاصة إذا صدق المستفتي وثق به.
And the one issuing the fatwa, he can answer and give the fatwa if he believed that the questioner, the asking fatwa, is truthful in what he is saying.
والله أعلم وصلى الله عليه وسلم.
Allah knows best. We take some questions, inshallah. Long questions like this, how can I How should a child deal with an oppressive parent? Should they continue to tolerate it or speak up and remove themselves from the environment of oppression? كيف يستطيع الولد أن يتعامل مع الأب الظالم أو الأم الظالمة؟ هل يستمر في ترك الأمور كما هي ولا يتكلم أم ينبغي أن يتكلم ويعترض؟ وحتى أنه ينقل نفسه بعيدا عن هذه البيئة الظالمة.
لا يبالغ.
First of all, do not exaggerate.
يعني أبوه ليس فرعون يعني.
Your father, your parent is not Pharaoh, right?
على كل حال.
Anyways.
الأصل أن يصبر.
The principle is for him to be patient.
الله جل وعلا يقول.
Allah Azza wa Jal says,
وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَنْ تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا.
If they strive hard for you to associate partners in worship with me, that which you have no knowledge of, then do not obey them.
ومع ذلك قال وصاحبهما في الدنيا معروفة.
Yet he said, accompany them in this worldly life with that which is known to be good.
فحق الوالدين عظيم جدا.
The right of the two parents is so great.
ولا يجوز للشاب أو الشابة.
It is not allowed for the youth, male or a female.
إذا رأى يعني غلظة.
If they see harshness.
أو ظلما.
Or oppression.
في معاملة أبيه أو أمه.
In the treatment of his father or mother.
أن يهجره.
It's not allowed for him to boycott or abandon them.
أو يخاصمه.
Or to dispute with them.
أو يضاربه أو غير ذلك من
الأمور. Or fight with him or the likes of that.
لكن إذا وجد أن أباه ظلم غيره.
But if he finds that his parent has oppressed someone else.
كان يظلم أمه بأن يضربها مثلا.
Like he would oppress his mother for instance by beating her.
أو يضرب إخوته بحيث يؤذيهم وقد يكسر لهم عظما أو غير
and,
ذلك.
Beat or beating his siblings in a way that he harms them, breaking their body parts or bones or whatever.
فهنا يمنعه فقط.
Here he should restrain him or stop him from doing it.
ولا يضربه.
And he doesn't hit him.
فالقصد أنه لا يخرج من البيت.
The point is that he should not leave the house.
ولا يخطئ على والديه.
He should not treat his parents with in a wrong way.
ويحتمل.
let him endure and
withstand. ويدعو لهما بالهداية.
And make دعاء for them with guidance. دعاء الوالدين على الأبناء في لحظة غضب هل مستجاب؟ The دعاء of the parents on the children in a time when the parent is angry, is it answerable?
الأصل في الدعاء أنه يجاب.
The principle regarding the دعاء is that it is to be responded to.
ما لم يكن فيه شيء من الظلم.
As long as there isn't any oppression involved in it.
فالدعاء في الأصل أنه لا يستجاب إذا كان ظلما.
In the principle regarding the دعاء, if it is if it includes wrongdoing or oppression against others, it's not answerable.
ولكن يخشى.
It is feared.
لا يكون الدعاء فيه ظلم.
That this دعاء does not have oppression in it.
لكن ليس فيه الصبر.
But there isn't in it patience.
فيدعو على ولده لخطأ وقع من ولده.
So he makes dua on his child because of a mistake that happened from that child.
فيكون وقت إجابة وتؤمن الملائكة عليه.
So it would be a time of answering the dua and the angels say آمين.
فهنا يندم بعد ذلك.
Then he will regret after that.
أما إذا كان بدون سبب فلا يستجاب.
إذا كان بدون
سبب.
As for it being without a reason, without a good reason, then it's not going to be answered.
Allah
and Allah knows best. Is there two rak'at prayers between Maghrib, Adhan and the Iqama? Is this part of Sunnah? هل هناك ركعتان تصلى يعني ركعتان بين الأذان والإقامة للمغرب وهل هذه سنة؟
نعم سنة.
Yes, it is سنة.
ولكنها ليست من السنة الراتبة العشر.
But it is not from the regular attached sunnah to the prayers.
وقد ثبت عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
It is established from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
أنه قال صلوا بين أذان المغرب وإقامته.
That he said to pray between the أذان of مغرب and the إقامة.
أمر بهذا ثلاث مرات.
He commanded with this three times.
ثم قال في الثالثة لمن شاء.
Then he said on the third time for the one who wishes.
فهي سنة يحرص عليها الإنسان.
So it is a sunnah, you should be keen to doing that. There is a question about what is called the jam'iyat. So you have people who each one of them, let's say he puts 1,000 every month, and then every month one of them, one of the 10 or 20 people, they will collect this money. It will be a sum, a good sum, 20,000 or 15,000, according to how many people. So the question goes that, what about, because it's happening in some, you know, with some people, it happens a lot. So someone set up a service that they will manage this type of a service. They will manage it, collecting the funds, and giving the money to the one who has to get it every month and the likes of that, and they take a fee for this service. Is it allowed to charge a fee for this? هذه الجمعيات التي يقومون بها بعض الإخوة أرادوا بسبب كثرة هذه الجمعيات يعني الذين يضعون مال في الشهر ويجمعونه يريد أن يفتح خدمة أنه يجمع الأموال ويسلمها لأصحابها ويتابع يدقق هذه الأمور وبذلك فسوف يأخذ أجر على هذه الخدمة فليجوز تجوز هذه الخدمة أو لا أخذ أموال عليها
يجوز إن لم يكن هو طرفا في هذه الجمعية
So it is allowed the Sheikh said that to take this fee for the service if he is not a member of this a group himself so he is paying and he is taking He cannot be a member of that jam'iyya.
وإذا كان يريد أن يكون عضوا فيها.
And if he wants to be a member of it.
فأنا يعني أقولها من عندي نفسي.
I say from myself.
أبو عبد الرحمن مستعد يأخذها وبدون مقابل. هنا المركز ينظم هذه الأشياء صح؟ ممكن؟
the center may do this on behalf. He said that they will do that and they will do it for free. If you want to be a member, just a service from the center. And I say, get out of this, it's better for you. It is good, inshallah. Do the service, inshallah, the Sheikh is saying. طيب نصيحة أو خطوات نتبعها لتجنب السهو في الصلاة.
السهو
في الصلاة. Advice or steps, practical steps that we should follow to avoid losing, يعني forgetfulness in the صلاة.
خذه مرة ثانية.
هذا السؤال.
إيه.
أيوة.
إجابته طويلة نتركها إلى الغد.
So let's leave it.
الوقت لن.
The answer is long. We leave it for tomorrow. نتوقف الآن يا شيخ. نتوقف.
ما أدري.
ها؟ الأسئلة مكتوبة. تسمح له أو لا؟ طيب خير. الأسئلة مكتوبة. خلاص إن شاء الله. ما حكم اللباس اللبس الخاص للممرضين مع أنه بنطلون وقميص مع العلم أنه من اللازم لبسه؟ What is the ruling on wearing the special clothes for nurses? It is a shirt and a pant, knowing that it is a must to wear. No harm in this. طيب, we stop here. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك.